Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down, where every conversation is uncorked and no topic is too hairy. I'm Kian, your companion in this cozy corner of the internet, designed exclusively for pet salon owners who are ready to shake off the fur-covered aprons and pour themselves a glass of authenticity. In this space, we swap tales from the grooming table, share the woes and wins of running a bustling salon, and explore everything from the latest in pet fashion to the secrets behind managing a thriving business. It's your go-to spot for real talk, hearty laughs, and a community that gets it. Whether you're here to unwind after a day of back-to-back appointments or looking for insider tips to elevate your salon game, you found your pack. Grab your beverage of choice, kick back, and get ready to uncork the world of pet grooming like never before. Welcome to Unleashed and Uncorked. Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Unleashed and Uncorked, the unfiltered pet salon owner's wind down. We have a new topic, well, a new series that we're going to start doing starting today. It's going to be a 3-day series. It's called Drama in the Pet Salon. And the first topic of the day is going to be called Navigating Personal Conflicts Among Staff. So we're going to explore these conflicts not as setbacks, but as opportunities for growth and better understanding within the team. Because trust me, conflicts among staff can get really ugly, really fast, and it can bring down the whole vibe of the pet salon. But we're going to start out with a little wind down time. I'm going to pour me a glass of wine and I'm going to wind down for the day as I enjoy this podcast with my listeners. I'm so happy to have you here today. And as I have my glass of wine, I'm actually thinking about this conflict that I had a while ago. I won't give any names. We'll call her X. This girl named X, and it was not good. It was the vibe in the salon with this girl around was awful. It was absolutely awful. And you'll hear me mention her every now and then because a lot of things happened with this girl that's relevant to some of the things that I talk about. And this girl, X, she was very negative. And she thought everyone was the devil, especially me. And she had a way about her that was just like a bully. She was a bully in the salon and people were afraid to actually talk to her. And when you have a salon like that, when you have somebody in your salon like that, no one really wants to come to work and deal with that shit. It was absolutely awful. I mean, what if you have, you know, like a dog one day and you need help, you can even ask her for help. It was no type of team playing going on in the salon. And plus, the way that we run the salon was different, a little different from other salons. And I'll get into that later, but it was really crazy. And so I'm glad that today I had a great day. X is no longer at that salon. And I just got to relax and I got to tell my coworkers that, hey, y'all, I love y'all and I appreciate all that you do. And I'm here for y'all if you need me. And that's the type of team that you eventually want to have inside of your pet salon. So the girl eventually quit, hashtag kind of got fired because on our last day we let her go. But, you know, we needed better management strategies in order to deal with something like this should it happen again. And so I'm going to, you know, prompt all you salon owners to like think about your own salon and your own experience with workplace conflicts. And, you know, I just want to prepare you to engage deeply with this content because if you're not dealing with conflict right now, it doesn't mean that you never will. And like things like that happen really fast before you know it. So to get deeper into this discussion, let me tell you something. That salon went down all the way where I was, you know, and like, I'll tell you, like, how the salon runs, we would get dogs that would come in and, you know, we would choose our own dogs for the day. And it was like, oh, this dog is hard to groom. That dog is very hard to groom, and so on and so forth. Well, this girl, she would say, I'm not doing that dog. And we're all choosing like hard to groom dogs and very hard to groom dogs. But she felt that it was among herself that she can choose who and what she want to do. And she doesn't have to be fair and doesn't have to be a team player. That shit did not go down well. And, you know, I called her out one time and it was a big deal. It was so much drama. And it was just ridiculous. Like, I was starting to come into work and I was crying on the way to work because I did not feel like coming to work to do a hard, honest day of work and to deal with that. And our salon owner, she really didn't know how to deal with it. She tried everything and it just kept going down and down and down and down. You know, some of the common triggers were stress, like the whole team became stressed out. And, you know, some, like, I think one or two days off the week, she didn't work there. And so the salon was fine. And then on the day that she was coming, like, everything was stressed out. You know, you couldn't say certain things in front of her because she was a religious fanatic, to be honest with you. You couldn't do certain things in front of her because that was evil and that was of the devil. And it was just, it was really, really bad. And she did not fit into the culture of the team. And then there was a lot of miscommunications because she was a bully. Whatever you said, I think she felt like you were coming at her. And so you had to tread lightly. And so I don't know if some of this is going on in your salon, but like, it gets serious and it gets real, really fast. And also, she just had different work ethics. She was not a team player. And that just does not work well inside of a salon. So currently, I'm reading a book called Nonviolent Communication, which would have helped tremendously had my salon owner knew about this book. In fact, I just started reading this book about 2 months ago. Excuse me. About 2 months ago, and it's changed my whole life and every relationship that I have. And there was a section on mediation and conflict resolution. And this book is so amazing. Like, I think if we would have did nonviolent communication with this girl while she was there, she would have probably quit sooner, or we would have let her go sooner. Because there's four main things to nonviolent communication. As you observe the situation, you become aware of your feelings, then you become aware of what you need, and then you request it. And it works for every situation, trust me. All in all, developing more proactive conflict management strategies, it just leads to a more harmonious workplace with improved employee satisfaction and better service for clients, because like, we were all just not in a good way. And I was grooming fast. I just wanted to get the fuck up on out of there. And it was just not healthy. It was just not good. So a few tips on this topic. You know, you want to be an active listener. I want to stress the importance of active listening and having empathy in resolving personal conflicts. You want to be able to offer practical steps for your whole team to improve their listening skills. So one of the things with nonviolent communication is you want to observe and listen, because sometimes you don't know what a person is going through for them to behave that way. And sometimes it's all about having a little bit of empathy. So you want to be an active listener and an active observer and see if you can catch on to what they're really feeling. Another tip is you want to establish a clear communication channel. You want to offer advice on setting up regular structured opportunities for your staff to voice concerns and suggestions in a non-confrontational setting. So maybe during like a morning meeting or a weekly meeting, if someone have an issue, they can state it there without people coming at them or without it being weird. And so I think that's a good idea. Also, you want to encourage a solution-oriented mindset. So you want to guide listeners on how to foster a culture where the focus is on finding a solution rather than assigning blame, you know, and that also comes with nonviolent communication. I'm telling y'all, this book is freaking amazing. If you want to stop conflict in your salon, you need to get this freaking book and you need to read it because it's everything. And with nonviolent communication, if you're looking for a solution rather than assigning blame, then you're observing, you're looking for the feeling, and you're able to discern what they need and, you know, where they're able to make the request. So, you know, you want to take all that into consideration. And so I had a few questions from some listeners where a listener asked for advice, let's see, on handling a situation where two team members have clashed over grooming styles, affecting their ability to work together. Well, everyone grooms differently. That's just a known fact. Everyone is going to groom differently and no one is the same. I think with nonviolent communication, like, you will be able to get down to what they're really feeling because it's not about them grooming different. It's going to be something deeper than that. Like, are they really jealous? Like, do they feel that they're not as good as the other person? Because it's not just about grooming styles. It's going to be something much deeper than that when you're able to use nonviolent communication to get to the bottom of it. So another person, listener, is seeking guidance on reintegrating a staff member after a resolved conflict, ensuring both the individual and the team move forward positively. So if the conflict is supposedly resolved, don't linger on it. Go forward in a positive manner with everyone that's involved with a forgive and forget mentality because you've squashed the conflict. If you hold on to it, the team is going to sense that and the vibe is going to get back to where it was. And technically, it means that the conflict wasn't resolved with you, even though it was resolved with them. So you're going to have to let it go and the staff member will be able to reintegrate easily. And just, like, you know, may have to hold their hand and, like, you know, along the way just to make sure that they're okay and that everything is fine for the first few days. But go into that positively. So another listener inquires about preventive measures to avoid conflicts related to scheduling and workload distribution. Well, what the salon owner where I work at does now, she distributes all the dogs herself. She makes the schedule and she distributes all the dogs equally and fairly. And maybe that's what you have to do because before that, it was a huge problem. She was not doing that. And that's where all the conflict started. It was absolutely horrible. And so you may have to schedule as a salon owner, you may have to schedule and distribute the workload yourself. And so that kind of concludes like this mini podcast of, you know, conflicts within a team. And to summarize, just a few key takeaways is definitely get that book, Nonviolent Communication. If you're having problems in your salon or if you want to just keep your salon peaceful, you will not be disappointed because you'll be able to become an active listener and communicate more effectively with the right approach and the right mindset. So I want to thank all of you for your engagement and contributions and your questions. And I just want to encourage you to apply these strategies in your workplace for a more harmonious team dynamic. So I can't wait for the next episode. It's about difficult clients and how to deal with them, you know, and I invite you to continue to explore the series for more insights and practical advice about drama in the workplace. And so I want to wish all of you a goodbye until next time. And I want to remind you to subscribe to our podcast, Unleashed and Uncorked, on whichever platform that you like to listen to it on. And we will be starting to post bonus episodes coming up soon. And you will be able to become a patron in order to listen to those special episodes. And you can click the link in our Instagram link page, which is under petsalon_winedown_podcast. So until next time, drink your wine and I'll drink mine. Bye, guys.